7:23. Cupid is standing by. Cupid is doing an appearance at the Sybaris in Downers. And let me go to Cupid on the phone right now. Good morning, Cupid. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. But I think you're wrong. This ain't Cupid. This is his assistant. So I don't know who's giving you information, but it's wrong.
It's Cupid's assistant.
Yeah, we grew up together. My name is Eros Pocasopoulos.
Eros Pocasopoulos. Nice Greek guy.
One of my people. Hi, Eros.
Hey.
Tikanis. Kala.
Are you Greek? Are you Greek?
Yes, you are too, obviously. Tikanis.
Darn right I am. I was born in Greece. We grew up together. His mom and dad, from that little cherub, Mars and Venus, was good friends with my mom and dad, Hank and Sarah Pocasopoulos.
You know, it's funny,
I'm probably related to them.
You know, it's weird on this show. On this show, we never actually get the newsmaking guests. We get people close to the newsmaking guests. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Plus, I didn't think Greeks had Southern accents.
I didn't think so either.
Well, here's the thing. You got to understand, okay? I grew up in Greece. I moved to Madrid, Spain. In the last 200 years, I've lived in Sedalia, North Carolina.
Okay. Wow. Well, that explains it. Make more sense. Yeah. All right. So what's the appearance of the Sybaris?
Well, you know, we're just doing it. It's kind of an advertising thing. We just he couldn't do it. He's pretty busy. That little cherub is pretty busy this time of year. You know, things have changed over the years. I started off, I was helping him out many, many years ago. I had a dagger.
Uh-huh.
I started off with a dagger. But
uh-huh.
You've got to get right up on him. You're too close. You got that? So I switched to a spear. The problem was the spear caused problems. I mean, what you gain in distance, you lose in accuracy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So who eventually went to the bow and arrow, the love bow?
Well, he doing a bow and arrow. I carry a 32-06 Buxton barrel M1903 Springfield bolt action AR-15 with a tension post scope for about 1,500 yards on a cypress oak wood stock.
Well, no wonder we don't hear as much about you making people fall in love.
When I hit you with love, boy, you're going to feel hit.
We're talking to Cupid's assistant. Do you also wear a diaper?
I do. It's made out of cotton.
All right. That's probably more information than I needed. Do you have any love advice? Any love advice for this Valentine's weekend?
Yeah, I think Valentine's Day is the best thing. We go through a lot. That's why he's so busy. I can't help him. So I kind of read through the lines. A lot of people think they're in love, and I'm going to tell you right now, that individual that you're in love with is probably lying to you. They're probably lying to you. They're making up stuff. I would get rid of them, or just let me come by with my 32-06 Buxton barrel, and I will blow them away with love.
It's Cupid's assistant. I did not see any of this coming, Dave.
No, it's not what I would have envisioned.
Andre, you know how you see the best in everybody? Can you truly see the best in Cupid's assistant?
I kind of can. You know why? Because he was born in Greece, so he's technically one of my people, but right. Moved around for the last 200 years. You got to give him a little bit of a break.
He lives in North Carolina?
Yeah, Cupid's assistant now lives in where in North Carolina?
Sedalia.
It's Sedalia, North Carolina, sir.
Okay. And again, he doesn't shoot. He wears a diaper, but he doesn't shoot a love bow. What do you shoot again?
That's a 32-06 Buxton barrel M1903 Springfield bolt action AR-15 with a tension post and scope, good for about 1,500 yards.
Appreciate you being on.
But he started out with the dagger.
Yeah.
Sounds like what you order at Starbucks.